Robert Kraft bought the New England Patriots 24 years ago. 5 Super Bowl championships, and he has created a franchise that is known for its consistency. Only 2 head coaches hired. 2 starting quarterbacks have really been the benchmark of this franchise, and 2 place kickers. Robert Kraft now joins us. Thank you so much for coming onto the Not Done Network set, and thank you for making this dream a reality to be able to bring all of this coverage to Patriots fans for Super Bowl week.
Well, it's my honor, and we have a whole great group. You know, I see Fred Kirsch out there, and I remember him coming and interviewing me when he was running a magazine in my Boston office, and I have all these flashbacks. But what's really cool about this, you know, we were fans sitting in the seats in the old Foxborough Stadium. And so we think, what would our fans want? And some of us can't get enough of our favorite team. So being able to do this, have such great hosts, and have this available 24 hours a day for the allotted time, it's special. And I'm hearing great things from a lot of my friends. So good. Thanks for doing such a great job.
Well, thank you. Thanks for making all of this happen. We've talked, Robert, about the love affair that exists between every franchise and the fans. And as an outsider to the Patriots way, but a longtime observer, what's really struck me is that that's not a one-way street. It's not the fans adoring the franchise. It's also the franchise adoring the fans. Talk about your view of Patriot Nation, how much they mean to you and have meant to this run.
Well, Patriot Nation really has been there every step of the way. When I had to decide whether I had an hour to decide whether I'm going up 50% in price, I had wanted to buy the team the correct price by our gurus was 115, and I was willing to go to 120, and I wound up going to 175, basically, not to have it move to St. Louis. The thing that really made the difference is I sat in the stands. I knew what people around me felt, and it never sold out in 34 years, and so the games were always blacked out at home.
Ever?
Ever. There was never one season.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And, you know, we also knew how our fans felt. You know, our season was basically over Christmas. In the 34 years, we had one home playoff game. 1978, we lost to the Houston Oilers and Earl Campbell. I was in the stands. I knew how the fans felt, and I knew how I and my family would dedicate ourselves to try to make this strong. And when you buy a franchise, you know, fan support is carried on the balance sheet for zero. And I knew if we did a credible thing with this franchise, we would get the support. And we sold out the first season, every game, and for the last 24
seasons.
You've
never had an empty seat as an owner.
Well, so far.
That is literally one of the most astounding things about all of this.
Well, but it's really the fans, and because we were in the same place they were, and they know we're giving it our all, doing whatever we can, you know, and they've been there with us. And I'll tell you, this last championship game, I never heard Gillette Stadium as loud as it was. It was really, and our players and coaches noticed it, and it made a difference. So the people watching the Not Done Yet Network are full, they're like ownership to us.
Wow.
I love that. You've found so much success in your time with New England in the 24 years. It's been absolutely incredible and unprecedented. What's it been like watching the team going from what it was, where the stands were empty and you guys weren't able to really win a lot of games, to now to the point where you have 5 championships?
Yeah, well, so you think about it. When we bought the team, the 5-year previous record, I believe, was 19 wins and 80 losses. So we won less than five games a year. And just to see that turnaround, our first year, we went 10-6 and we went to the playoffs. It was astounding. And, you know, it's been a great ride. And, you know, I pinch myself every day driving up to the stadium. I see Gillette Stadium. You know, another thing where the fans came in and were great to us is we built the only privately financed stadium with no personal
seat licenses. That doesn't happen
today. No, it doesn't.
No personal seat licenses, and no public money. And we took a big risk, and it happened right at the time of 9/11. And really what inspired us to do it was the fan support. So,
one of the most important roles of an owner in any business, and you know this, is selecting the right people, putting them in positions of strength, and then entrusting those people to carry out your vision. And the constant throughout this has been Bill Belichick. And at the time you hired him, yes, he had taken a Browns team to the playoffs, but the following season, though marred by distractions because the team was leaving Cleveland, didn't have a great year. And when you entrusted all of this to him, there were some that wondered whether or not a young Bill Belichick was ready for that. And I know you had a relationship with him from his time as an assistant under Bill. Talk about the decision to hand the keys to the franchise to a guy that not everybody was sold on at the time.
Yeah, well, you know, you step back, and it's not just when you own a franchise. I think what's very important in life is you try to collect quality people around you at everything, whether it's your life partner, whether it's a philanthropy, whether it's business. And, you know, an NFL franchise is sort of like a public trust. And in a way, the Kraft family are custodians of the New England Patriots. And because all those people out there feel they own a part of it. And when you hire people that, you know, in life, I think it's most important that you connect and hire people that are right for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's right for me might not be right for someone else. And when you try to do great things in anything in life, you need the key people to have a simpatico. Because things aren't going to go right. And then, you know, how do you come together against all the forces outside? And I sort of think of it, do I want this person in the foxhole with me when the bullets come flying? And the most important thing to me when associating with people and how we hire in all our businesses, the most important thing is integrity, character, and loyalty. And if, you know, then brains and work ethic and then brains come after. But if you don't have loyalty and character, it's hard to build.
Tom Brady has said many times that you are like a father to him. You guys have a very special relationship from being picked 199 to now five Super Bowl championships. He has come so far. When did you know that he was special?
Well, you know, first of all, just think to all our fans out there, step back and think about it, that there's a confluence in time when we have a chance to have the greatest coach to ever coach the game be with us and the greatest quarterback. And we've been able to keep it together for 18 years.
It's amazing.
Like I said, everything is tailored to a system, and what fits for us might not fit for someone else. And when Tom came to us, he was fourth on the depth chart. And, you know, it taught me a little bit about personnel departments throughout the league, because when I first came in, they were saying, you're a new owner, you don't, you know, it's like football people were like nuclear scientists, you know, that we shouldn't ask questions or anything. And I see the greatest quarterback in history of the game gets missed by 32 teams for six rounds.
Six times they passed
on. And when we picked him, it actually was our comp pick, which couldn't be traded at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was the last pick. So it was the equivalent of the top of the seventh round. And everyone passed on him because they don't measure heart.
Yeah. Mm.
People, and Tommy is, you know, it evolved. Look, when he came in, it was unfortunate because Drew was injured. And he had had, I remember Bill telling me, he had the best training camp of all the quarterbacks. So before the season. And so he came in, and then it was, you know, we were 1-3, and we win that Super Bowl that year. And then we wind up winning three in the first 4 years. And this young man never changed. He's the same guy he was when he came to us out of Michigan. And part of that is just his parents are great. He comes from a great family. His beloved mom is from this state of Minnesota. I remember when we played here, not the last time we played in the college stadium, because we were playing Sunday wasn't open. And but when we played about 10 years ago, we invited Galen and some of her relatives here to come and sit with us, and they're wonderful people. So Tommy,
good roots.
Good roots, good foundation, good family.
We have to let you go. I know you're on a very tight schedule, but there's a question that I've been dying to ask you, knowing how, the Boston sports fan that you are and the icons that have played in that city. The fans there are so blessed to have seen the careers of all of the superstars, Hall of Famers, GOATs, to do it. If you could for one day live as any of them, Tom Brady, Larry Bird, any of the greats, Manny Ramirez, which Boston sports icon would you like to spend 24 hours as?
Well, wow. I'll date myself, but we had a young man by the name of number 9, Ted Williams.
Oh, very good.
He was, I remember he and Stan Musial were, you know, that was before Mickey Mantle really took on, and most of the audience, I'm sure most of the audience here wouldn't know those names, but, you know, we had Bob Cousy, and then, of course, Larry Bird, just off the charts, and Bobby Orr, who was a great hockey
iconic
player.
Figures in all of these sports.
And
Ortiz.
Manny. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Pedro.
You'd be Ted Williams of all of them. Many say
like
the greatest pure hitter ever.
No, I'd be Tom Brady. if I had a chance, I'd be Tom Brady. If it wasn't Tom Brady, I think I'd be Gronk.
Because he has so much
those
fun.
Those are great
right?
choices.
Well, Gronk never has had a bad day in his life.
I love it.
God bless him.
So it's great. Well, it's great to, like we said, not done yet.
Yes.
Blitz for six.
Love it all.
And we'll do our best. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it was a pleasure to have you here, and
Robert
thank you
Kraft,
for
thank
all
you
of this.
So much.
On behalf
Appreciate
of us,
it.
But also on behalf of all of the fans who are able to be connected to this team all the way up to Super Bowl 52 by watching the Not Done Network.
Yeah. Thank you.
We
thank
love
you, Robert.
Fans.
We appreciate you.
Thanks.
Very well done.